Call order the May 28, 2019 meeting of the Board of Public Works and Safety for the City of Washington. Let the record show that the members are all here, and you're here, but Tim is not here. First item of business are the minutes from the last meeting, May 13th. Are there any corrections to those?
I move we approve those.
I'll second that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I'll abstain because I wasn't here.
Yes. Did you get that? Okay. Next item are the claims that were referred from the council. Do you have any questions on those?
No, make a motion that we approve them as submitted.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Okay, let's see, next item, we have a request for an autistic child sign at 605 Robinson. Mother of the child is Heather Cox. Dennis Gray is here to represent her. Dennis, you want to talk about it, or?
Yeah, the kid is 2 years old.
How old?
Two years old. I've been down there many times, and the knobs that you put on from the housing, you even open up the door, but like that enough to get in. Shut that. And she liked to have a sign on Robinson and on Northwest 6 for vehicles, because the vehicles come down there pretty fast, and for the child protection, for.
Probably need them in both directions. We're talking four signs, I suppose, right?
When he's out, I can't even catch him, because, you know, he's seen what vehicles are enough to catch, you know, for safety.
Yeah. I don't think he'll catch him.
You have any problem with that?
No.
Brian, any?
Is that a rental unit?
Is that a rental?
Does she rent there, or does she?
Yeah. Can I request that we have the utility office notify us when she vacates, so we can take the signs down?
Okay, that's a good idea. How long has she lived there? Do you know?
About 6 years.
Okay.
And, you know, she has locks on the top, and the housing authority even said she can't do that.
Is the housing authority who owns the house?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she told me to come for her, because, you know, the kid is rowdy, you know.
Yeah, and, yeah, and what Brian's talking about is we'll have the utility office, if she would move, to let him know so we can take the signs down or move the signs or whatever needs to be done, okay? She might want to do that too, or, you know. I move we approve those, that request.
I'll second that.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we'll get those up. We'll have to get them ordered. We don't have them on hand, so we'll get them ordered and get them up then, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dennis, and tell her we'll get those up as soon as we can.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, then we have three requests from representatives of the First Baptist Church on East Walnut Street. I think Todd and Laura Fine are both here. I don't know who's speaking, or if you're both speaking, or. Thank you.
You're welcome. Which one would you like to discuss first?
Doesn't really matter. You got them, whatever order you got them here.
Yeah.
Two designated areas for handicap parking.
Yeah.
This, so, okay, we can go with this.
Yes.
Basically, on the west side of our church, we have an elevator, we have bus parking there now, and we have no handicap parking designated on the side. So obviously, Sunday morning, Wednesday, anytime that we have something going on in church, the majority of people that are handicapped come around through that area. come off of a bus or a vehicle, get onto that sidewalk and go in their elevator because they're not able to walk our multiple flights of stairs. So what we're asking for is, we currently have a bus parking, and we want to make two parking spots behind that to be designated full-time as handicap parking. And along with that, we would like to cut the sidewalk and make it actually into a ramp so that we don't just have a cut, a sidewalk and a cut, and another sidewalk and another cut. Because if one of those people would actually trip, get hurt or whatever, I mean, I would feel terrible and everybody at church would feel terrible, but the liability of that is what it is, it's a liability. And so in that area, I would foresee us coming right past, there's a pole on the corner and a guy wire, coming in past that at a safe distance, cutting into the sidewalk with a ramp at the right grade, and take that up to the back of the bus parking, or I should say the front of the bus parking. And then that would all be painted and designated as handicapped full time.
So you're saying extend that ramp that's there now?
There is one little ramp there.
And make that all one ramp back to where the elevator is?
I'd like to see that as, so where the bus is.
Where's the bus park? On the north end of that area or
yes,
south
so
end?
If you look at the double door,
yeah.
The bus park's right there. And you can
okay.
see the sign kind of vaguely. My wife's vehicle's oh. sitting there, and
okay.
I decided is the post for the bus. So in that situation, the bus parking would stay, you know, there with the sign, and then behind that would be two spaces for handicap. Because obviously we can't make the handicap for the bus area as well because the bus is not signaged as handicap. So and we only have a certain amount of footage there because the guy wire comes down and it's probably 8 or 9 feet away from that pole. I didn't measure it. I didn't know I was going to be speaking, so I would
from the corner, basically, 8 or 9 feet.
Okay. No, from the, actually it's back further than that because from the corner of the property and the street, the pole would sit back from that, and another 8 or 9 feet would be the guy wire.
Probably just outside this picture, I suppose, right?
Yes. Yeah. And so if we cut in there, then anybody that would pull up for handicap would have easy access. So when you come out of the car on the street, they can walk around the vehicle in any direction and be able to walk up on that ramp. And still get people, you know, coming off the street, if anybody was going to come onto our property, they can come up there and use that as a ramp because we have curb, you know, the full length of Walnut Street.
So I just want to make sure I understand because I'm a little confused. So you're taking that ramp then from basically where it's at and making that whole half a block a ramp? Is that what you're thinking? Or have
it'll be two separate. I'm going to say it's going to be probably 40 or 45 feet because two cars are going to take up about that much space.
Okay.
And then we would go back to just whatever is there for the bus. Because I can't see like with the bus, and there again, I'm going to defer to the trustees, you know, what they want to really get involved there. But for me, if I was getting on the bus or getting off the bus, I would want to step off the bus down to the curb because the distance would be much greater mm-hmm. at flat egress. Mm-hmm. So I would be in favor of myself of leaving the bus as a curb
okay.
and taking everything else down below curb level so that people would have access right out of their vehicle, right onto the ground, and walk right up the ramp. So there would be no trip hazard.
Okay.
Would you like me to draw that in there?
So that would be, the curb would be up on the north end of that. Keep that curb there. And then a ramp.
There would be a curb on the south end, so when you come around the corner,
right.
turn onto First Street.
So your second ramp's going to be someplace about in here then.
Well, if you take the first ramp that's there,
right.
and cut that away all the way down to the back of the bus parking.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. About 45 feet.
You want to widen almost have a, yeah. like a drive entrance.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that way there's no restriction. If somebody pulls up into the car, they can get out of their car. If they're in a wheelchair, they can go out right between their vehicle. If they're in the passenger side, they can step out and get onto the ramp.
Gotcha.
That's kind of how I would envision it. And to me, it would work if you just cut two ramps in there because you'd have to stop at the right spot and it would be effective for everybody in the vehicle. So if it was two elderly people that came and one was in a walker and one can basically walk and help the other one, you know,
gotcha.
Then you got two different situations.
Would that need a tackle plate?
Yeah.
You're really allowed to go through the sidewalk program, so it's done right. And I know that my wife has done some paperwork for that. I have not been involved in this project other than they asked me to discuss.
When I have you?
No, I don't, I didn't, you and I talked on the phone about your street closing, but this is completely new to me.
Check on the functionality of the curb too, if you have that. We don't want to make that a lake.
Yeah, that's the only problem with that is, are you going to get water up on the ramp then?
Well, the only thing I can say to that would be.
And that's not a problem except if it freezes once it's there.
Well, and I can say that in the front of our, church, right in front of our doors, it's always a pond there. And I don't think anywhere in the city, you know, where you've got water problems, that you're going to stop that no matter what you do. I mean, if there's a dip in the road, if there's a dip in the concrete, if you've got whatever, I mean.
Well, I think what David's thinking, if you make that a ramp and there's water there, it's going to get up onto the, I mean, move up toward the sidewalk.
Take the curb away, it's going to go into your ramp. Want to make sure that it doesn't cause you a problem.
And I understand that point, and that's, I mean, that's very valid. It would be hard to know at that slope how much water can sit there. Obviously, I'm not an engineer, so I don't know. I mean, I understand you would know that of your background. And that's something you'd probably need to visit with somebody that, you know, would be able to give that insight. But I just know if we just make two cuts there, it's really not going to, you know, it's not going to be that helpful because
right.
Too many people
understand
get out
that.
Of a wheelchair or walker, and if they got to get to a cut spot and you're already tight, if it wouldn't be for the guy wire and we could get a little bit closer to the corner, I think two spots would be okay. But because of the limited amount of space we have, and we have a lot of handicapped people at our church. I mean, that's, we have an older congregation, and out front we have three spots that are available.
Two spots.
Well, I mean, you can get three cars there. I'm not two spots. Depending on who parks there.
So I guess we probably ought to just coordinate it then with the sidewalk.
And like I said, I know she has to fill out some paperwork and it's been started.
It would be less expensive on them to do that.
Yeah.
To be done right.
Yeah. Because, yeah. Our sidewalk program would help pay for that.
We were talking about the, what is it, the tactile, the little.
It'll have a detectable plate.
On the plate.
Yeah.
Yes.
And are you talking about the whole entire length of that?
Yeah.
Of your ramp part?
Yes.
Yeah, anywhere anybody can walk down onto the street without stepping off of the curb, as they have it.
So we don't have that now.
Right.
That's because it's old.
Yeah.
It's grandfathered, basically.
Yeah.
You go to change it, you need to do that.
So that would be something we'd have to consider in the cost, whether or not, from the church's standpoint, and well, you only pay the labor on the sidewalk program, the city pays all the materials.
Right.
Okay. So you just pay the contractor's labor for installation, which is the same if he mashes one of those down in or if he just does the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Obviously, we don't want to put an undue burden on the city, but also from our perspective, we want to make it safe for it.
Sure.
We want it done right.
Yeah.
It's not advantageous to us to approve a project that's not done right.
Sure.
For liability purposes, because if somebody falls and heaven forbid they die, you'll get named, we'll get named. But if it's done right, we got a little protection.
Sure.
And I appreciate that because, you know, I'm in favor of doing things right, so.
So we can do that. Now, the handicap spots, are you talking about on that same street? Or I thought you were talking about on Walnut Street.
Walnut.
You're talking about two places, right?
Yes. So I approached one of them first, which is the west of the church. And on the front of our church, on Walnut Street, two
it's
spots.
Currently just Sunday, but we like it to be Wednesday and Sunday.
Okay.
That's all we're asking, just to add an additional day.
Really, you just want it probably Wednesday evening?
Yes.
Probably, yes. That'd be better. We have, no disrespect to anybody, we have a lot of problems when there are ball games going on. Then we don't have some of our older people, they don't have any place to park. Especially on Wednesday evening.
Right.
Is the problem.
And I might add to that, and I don't know if this is the appropriate time and place, but so, like, if there is something going on, for example, and you have school buses parking
they're taking up that entire stretch of yellow in front of WC Gym. So they're parking in, you know, as far as I'm concerned, a non-parking spot. And then that spills over to the buses parking in front of the church, which obviously then when we have something going on, we have two parking lots we can't use. And that's going to be why I'm going to bring up this next statement. But so it's kind of hard because, you know, Wednesday night we might only have 12 people there, we might have 20 people. But 10 of those people might be advanced in age and need some kind of assistance either with an elevator or being able to park close. Someone can still walk the stairs, someone cannot. That's kind of why this is all coming about. So
we could, so you're talking about the two spots just around the corner from what we're talking about.
Right.
The last two spots in front of you on the west.
A renovation of the sidewalk and fixing that to be permanent handicap on the west side, and just on the south side, making that on Wednesday night as well as Sunday morning.
Two spots?
Okay. Two spots.
What time would we put? We'd put times on that sign, we could, right? For Wednesday, what time?
Yeah, we can.
And what do you want to, when's your service?
Yeah, I'll probably tell you, because it's 7 o'clock, so I mean, you can put on there at 6 o'clock till 9 o'clock, I guess, if you want to, or whatever's applicable, whatever makes it.
Most of them would say Wednesday, 6 to 9 p.m. would be an example of what they'd say.
Will that work for your time?
Okay.
And then Sunday, all day or morning or?
Sunday, it's all day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it'll be the two spots on Walnut. Okay. Any questions on that, or are you guys good with that, or
I'm fine with that?
Okay. Brian, you okay with that, as far as from the street standpoint?
Yeah, call me and let's meet out there and take a look at it.
Okay. I move we approve those two requests then.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Carried. So we'll work on that. And you also had a request to close that weekend, right? On the
Sunday.
June 2nd?
Sunday. So we have a vacation Bible school starting on Sunday evening. And I basically brought it to the attention of the committee that was responsible for this. I'm driving the bus, and the social starts on mm-hmm. Sunday. Mm-hmm. And we will not be able to have any parking anywhere around our church. We have two parking lots, and we won't be able to use either one of them, basically, because the Catholic community and everybody that comes will take those spots. I do not want to put the kids in harm's way with that bus. I do not want to be responsible for running over a child, or almost running over a child. So I ask that to close the street from Walnut's corner to the north corner of our parking lot. The rest of the street will already be closed for the social. That will allow me to have it barricaded. We can open the barricade up, park the workers that will be there, and the people that will be there with the kids and everybody else inside of our parking lot, and allow me to come in and out with the bus and put the barricade back up, so when I come back that I can come in on Northeast First and pull into the lot, turn around and come back out, open the barricade back up, take children, and come and go as I see fit. That's the only way that I know that we can get in there. Otherwise, we have to stop in front of the church, and that would put
that's a pretty busy street
on Walnut Street, which would be a terrible thing to do. I've had it did before. You get 15 people coming off a bus, and you got a bunch of little kids. And again, if one of them runs off the street, I have to live with it. I don't want to live with it. I want to make sure they're safe.
Yeah. And this would, what time are you?
Yeah, what time are you talking?
We're going to have to have it to where, I don't know what time the social actually starts. I don't attend, so I don't know anything about it. I don't know.
Well, it starts in the morning, but how late does your thing go? How late?
We'll be done around 8, I think.
What time do you start? What time is it?
6 o'clock.
Is it 6?
But the problem is that we're going to be in there setting everything up, and if we can't even get in our
parking lot,
then our people can't get in. So basically, if you look at the front of First Baptist Church, there's a lot across the street to the south. We own the majority of that parking lot in the middle. The Catholic Community of Washington owns the very east part of it, and Randy Saul would own the very west part of it. There's basically three different parts of that. And so during this event, we won't be able to use any of that lot. Mm-hmm. And we won't be able to park anything in front of our church or anywhere around like Christ United Methodist, Central Christian, any of those places we've all before. That's why I'm asking, just to be able to block off the street for that couple hundred feet,
sure.
150 feet, whatever it is, so we can just use our lot. Otherwise, you know, we shouldn't even have...
That's going to be fine, because the other industry will be closed also, won't it? Mm-hmm. For the...
But basically, long and short of it is, every time this happens, we can't use our parking lots. And anytime there's a game or anything else, we have no way to use our lots. So that's... And I don't know another way to do it. I just wish that they would follow our church and GPS and not done it for Sunday in June, and, you know, I wouldn't have to be here doing that.
I don't have any problem with doing that, because it's going to be the other end of the street. It's going to be closed anyway. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. So basically closing it there at Walnut and closing it, the block. Mm-hmm. Really, the whole block will be closed up to Heffron, right? Mm-hmm. Is that Heffron? Mm-hmm. Next one north? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Heffron, that's north.
Yeah.
Now,
what do we do? Do we put the barricades out there on Friday night, and then they would set them up sometime, or?
They would set them out Friday afternoon, and then they come up. When you approve for them to put them up.
Yeah.
So basically, Sunday for church, we cannot put them up because we would not be able to get people in and out unless we police it.
Well, you might want to do that anyway.
You might want to do it anyway.
One of the things I don't want to do, and I'm not one of the trustees, but I do not want to have anybody's vehicle towed. I do not want to get into an altercation with anybody, but I also want people to be respectful. And it is our parking lot, so if we get to the point where people are putting the barricade out and parking over there that are not supposed to be there, I don't know how we're going to handle that, because, there again, I don't want somebody that's not supposed to be in there, inside there, to put these children in harm's way. Right. So,
well, I think if you got out and closed the street off early in the morning, I would hope that people would respect that.
Well, Mr. Mayor,
I wouldn't swear to it.
I would have to say that we have a gate that swings across our entire parking lot that has a sign on it, and when we have an event, people swing it open and drive in there and park in there anyways. So we don't want to get into business of towing vehicles, but I also don't want to be in a situation where we're in liability with children. So,
I hear you.
Like I said, if something would happen, we probably would have to call and run some tags and have some people move their vehicles. And same with the tow. We definitely want to, there again, be proactive so we can try and stop it before it gets started. And there's going to be a lot of people, you know, there again, there's going to be a lot of people drinking, there's going to be a lot of things going on. And I don't want somebody to run over a kid and then wish they didn't.
Right.
That's part you can't fix.
I move we approve the closing.
I'll second that. All in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you very much.
So we'll put we'll put sufficient barricades so you close that all the way across on Friday afternoon. So
that's good. We'll provide the barricades. And he has to put them up.
Yeah, you put them up good and early
on Sunday.
Sunday morning.
And then when we're done with our event, we'll go ahead.
Just put them back wherever they set them on the corner, and they'll pick them up Monday morning.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Is that it? Okay.
We're talking signs. We want to prove the other signs.
Talking about signs, okay. The Share the Road signs in the four locations that they talked about. I have to figure out exactly where best to put them. I mean, there's some flexibility there, but I'm fine.
I would have to defer to Brian on that.
Yeah. I move we approve the Share the Road sign.
I'll second that.
For the four areas they talked about, you decide exactly where they need to go, okay?
Yeah, we might be able to use the utility pole there.
Yeah. Did you make that motion, and you moved, and I, okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, and then the other thing, last meeting, we opened the bids on the owner-occupied housing rehab. Do you have this list?
Yes.
Those are the recommendations after review by SIDC. The one house, that there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, and 7. Five, they're waiting on, who is it? Hoover had the low bid on the fifth one, but they have to wait till he gets his certification. So we'll probably have that at the next meeting. But, so there'd be two for K&amp;K Construction, numbers 101 and 107, and four of them for Brock Anderson, 102, 103, 104, and 106. For those dollar amounts that are listed there. Sound good?
Sounds good.
I move we approve that.
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Do you have the original of that we need to sign before we leave, or? Okay, you have it, okay. Anything else to come for the, before the meeting here, for the good of the order? Yes, Brian?
Can you have tomorrow ask Debbie to email me some of these closings and what we did?
Sure. Anything else?
I have nothing else.
I move we adjourn. Meeting adjourned. Thank you all for being here.
And you don't sign that one.
I don't sign that one.